At the city's wool selling centre, bidding is frenetic and prices are rising as buyers compete for a smaller offering of fleece going under the hammer. The central Victorian farmer, Tony Butler, watching from behind the glass as his bales of merino wool come up for sale, it's a rewarding feeling. He's stuck with the wool industry through challenging times.
Today we sold 155 bales of our 217 bale clip. The average we received today was $1,841 a bale, and that is some $200 a bale better than last year, which is great encouragement. It's all good news, and we'll go home with a lot more confidence.
On the other side of the glass, Chris Kelly, Managing Director at Australian Merino Exports, is having a tougher time buying wool.
It's quite heated. It's been a hell of sort of 3 or 4 weeks where it's just consistently gone up each day between 30 to 50 cents, and the same trend was today.
Chris Kelly says the price is rising on the back of renewed demand.
It seemed to have triggered about 6 weeks ago. It seemed to be that the stock levels held in Australia by the grower, by the exporter, by the broker, and also the top maker is quite small now, and they've exhausted all those, and now so it's very much hand-to-mouth. So whatever's produced at the moment is being used quickly because they have to replenish their stock positions, and that's what we're seeing recently.
He predicts prices will remain high for the short term at least.
Almost certainly we haven't got any big sales coming around in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and then we have a 3 week break. So until then, you can't sort of see the supply coming at us, so there's be no surprises. Overseas mills know that. South Africa, for example, another big wool-producing country, they have a 10-week break now, so there's no wool to be sourced from there. New Zealand is also quiet, so if anyone wants to get their wool, they have to get it from Australia, and we're also having a small sale. So it certainly looks pretty good short-term, and it's helped on the back of a very low Australian dollar, which is, in relative terms, the Chinese, for example, our biggest customer, are paying similar levels to what they were paying last year. So in their eyes, the market hasn't moved, but certainly in the growers' eyes and our eyes, it has.
Prices for medium to coarse wools are now back to the level they were 4 years ago. But for fine wool growers, the price is still nowhere near the peaks they've seen in the past. Grower Tony Butler says many in his district, having endured low prices for years, have moved away from wool.
The industry has changed dramatically. I think fine wool producers in particular, and I wouldn't call myself a fine wool producer, but fine wool producers have suffered low prices for quite some time, and obviously a lot of them are changing the shape of their enterprise, growing more fat lambs, in other words, and I think that's going to impact the industry or the supply of wool down the track. I think a lot of wool producers are doing exactly the same thing, and all this is having a big impact on the future availability of wool growing sheep, especially ewes.
Peter Maher is trading manager with wool brokers Fox and Lily. He hopes the price will send a signal to growers to stick with wool. He puts the recent rally down to increased demand, particularly from China, as well as tight supply, and says whether it can be maintained will depend on volumes of wool offered for sale in spring.
Numbers are saying to us that maybe the offering in the new season may be a little bit down, and from there, depending on the demand overseas, which is pretty constant and real at the moment, that prices at the current level could be sustainable, but they could get to a level where they're not, and they may have to retrace a little bit if there's plenty of wool put onto the market, but we'll see that in the next 3 months.
Grower Tony Butler is hopeful profitable prices will continue.
The industry has evolved, it has changed, and it has shrunk, and I think finally we've reached a point where the end users have realised that if there is to be supply in the future, then they have to start paying these prices well into the future. We need a profitable wool price. But I've got every confidence that this will continue, and it's because the supply is so low, and I believe it will even drop further going into the short-term future.
Exporter Chris Kelly says farmers deserve a break.
It's a good time. It's very rewarding, I think, for the growers who are stuck in wool. I know there's been a lot of reasons for them to change, but I hope that this can be prolonged and they get the just rewards.